world and there was a fly in my soup, or do you know what I mean? Like every time you tell something really happy.
Okay, I need this voice again.
Wah, wah. Every time, seriously, every time you tell a story and somebody chimes in with something negative, look at them and go, wah, wah. That's Debbie Downer for you.
Yeah.
All right, the next thing on this list.
All right, first of all, I want to welcome Mo to Cairo. He just came from Germany, and he's listening to the show now. He just texted me on my phone, and he's very happy, and he's in love with us.
Welcome. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Okay, number seven, retrain your thinking. And this one is very hard. Whenever you think of that person who has hurt you, instead of sending anger into the universe, send him or her a blessing. And that is very, very difficult. And when I read more into that, it says that it has the effect of sort of neutralizing the acid of hate that destroys the vessel. And that basically is the evil we wish for another person seems to have a rebound effect. You know, like witchcraft? Whatever spell you cast on someone, it comes back to you three times. Right. See? Yeah. It's the same thing with evil. And now here's the thing. Sometimes you would feel that it's empty, that it's void, and it's hypocritical. But the more you keep doing it, eventually that anger and pain that has been burning inside of your heart will just evaporate. It will go away. Number eight, maintain perspective. While the evil actions of your enemy are hurtful to you and to your immediate surroundings, the rest of the world goes on unaware. You need to validate their meaning in your life, but never lose perspective that others are not involved. And this one goes out to my friend Dusky. Do not hurt someone because somebody else has hurt you. Do not take it out on somebody new. What do you think of that one, Aaron?
Not take out your anger on other people? Yeah. It's hard not to do, though.
Well, let's say somebody has hurt you,
okay,
and then you met someone new, and then you hurt the someone new because the old one has hurt you.
Guess what? Get rid of your baggage.
Thank you.
It's about baggage. And that's a life lesson in itself, and it takes people a long time to realize that, because everyone has skeletons in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
Per se,
mm-hmm.
And it's a matter of keeping those skeletons in your closet and not letting them out to ruin good things that you have going on in your life.
Yeah. So to avoid the, what's her name, Debbie Downer?
Debbie Downer. Whoa, whoa.
To avoid that, this is homework for you and for everybody, me included, to put your best mental energies in front of you. You visualize the new things that you want in your life. You visualize happiness. You visualize how you see yourself in the future. Try to think of the future as pain-free, as anger-free, as resentment-free, happy imagery. And as in the book The Secret says, your thoughts, they turn into your reality. So if you keep thinking unhappy thoughts and negative thoughts, you're just going to keep getting negative and unhappy imagery.
Well, it's the truth, though. And I have read another book, mm-hmm, actually, Marwa, that talks about positive thinking, mm-hmm, and how it affects your life. It's like imagining yourself, like you say there's a new job, okay, that you're going after. You have to imagine yourself getting that job, and it makes things happen. I don't know if you know what I'm talking,
mm-hmm,
about. It's a book.
Yes,
it's all,
yes,
about,
yes, yes,
positive imagery.
It's basically that we have a lot of power and we send like rays or waves into
something,
the universe. And whatever we want, we just need to focus on it and then it will happen. I believe in that.
I do too.
It has worked for me so far.
Well, what do you say we sign out and play some songs?
Okay, Kidman, very nice thing. We've got to forgive simply because we all make mistakes and we need forgiveness from both God and people. Trying to understand the motives behind might help to forgive. Kidman, George Bernard Shaw says, the secret of forgiving everything is to understand nothing. You just decide that you want to forgive.
It's the truth. Hopefully you enjoyed the program tonight. If I didn't get to your request, I apologize. Make sure you join me tomorrow night starting at 10 o'clock for another edition of After Dark. I got a couple emails from people, and my new thing now is I let our listeners weigh in on some of these emails that I get because I want to hear what they have to say about scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So join me tomorrow night starting at 10. The first hour of tomorrow's program is all about rock love requests and rock love dedications. So for you rock and roll fans, make sure you tune in. And then I have something very special planned for the next hour. Motown. Motown is going to be the 11 to 12 tomorrow night because I was going through some old CDs.
What does Motown mean?
Motown is all your Temptations, the Four Tops, the Stylistics, the Dramatics, the Diana Ross, the just all this good Motown 50s, 60s R&B songs.
You were playing that in Geek of the Week, right?
Yes, we talked about Motown.
I heard that, I was like clueless.
Yeah, Motown is... I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and it's known as the Motor City, and it's known as Motown because of the artists that came out of there in the 50s and 60s, so... To play some Motown tunes tomorrow night. All right, hopefully you had a great night. Happy Ramadan, everyone. And I will talk to you tomorrow starting at 8 o'clock for the evening session powered by Intel. Get in touch with Marwa. Get in touch with myself. Marwa's website is marwaraka.com. Or you can...
we're on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Here's the Plain White Tees. Hey there, Delilah, on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Good, and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You know it's all because